Öyle.
Okay, did you get a note it was recording? No, it shows it up there usually. So I have to stop it
Okay.
again.
Yeah.
Donna, we're gonna get this going. Oh,
Yeah,
that's
take your time. I am
I'm
not in a
being so
rush.
annoying though. So we're gonna do this and then continue as me. Zoom meeting on Facebook, talking with, whoops. Oh my gosh. With Shona about cool business stuff. Share my timeline, public, standard, go live. It's preparing. I'm gonna hide this guy because I don't think we need to see that. What?
Zoom.
What?
Click on the Zoom.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, cool. We're live, miss. You and I are live. Yay! So, hello, Shauna. Welcome to my podcast, Stronger Than You Think. Thanks for joining me so early, your time. This is
Yeah.
fun.
I'm excited to be here and hang out with you for a little while.
This is awesome. So I feel like we know each other because we've hung out together. But only recently did I hear you explain what you actually do. And I thought, oh my gosh, I need you in my pocket. I need you to do everything for me. So do you want to share a little bit about like what your business is and I don't
Sure.
know, just kind of get into it and start
Sure.
talking.
Yeah, so I'm Shawnalene Martinez. I'm the co-founder of MTZ Solutions and founder of Ultra Exit. And I've been helping business owners get organized and build stronger, more sustainable businesses for over 25 years. And the company MTZ Solutions, I started with my husband, David, and we started it when actually right around we found out we were expecting our first of three children. And
Mind as well start a family, start a business. I mean, why not, right? Did you
So
move
yeah, we
too?
grew business and grew family like just right around the same time. And that was 11 years ago when we started MTZ Solutions Incorporated. And now we have a remote team of 20 plus experts who support business owners across, they're all US-based experts, and our clients are US-based and just across the US. And so we support business owners like behind the scenes and with their growing, scaling, or getting ready to sell. And it's just ultimately, it's like helping people feel less overwhelmed by their business and more in control. And it's kind of like to help them help their like business, like support their life, not run their life. And so that's like what it's just like a thing, like the business can just really take over. And so some business owners, they can't even take a vacation, or they can't even think about the next thing they can do to help their business. And so we kind of help with all the behind the scenes daily stuff that can be delegated. And so we help them to delegate and put systems and automations and things like that.
That's so awesome. I feel like I have 100 questions immediately for you. Number one, seems like it doesn't have anything to do with what you just said.
Yeah.
Is it for some reason I thought it was some sort of a music company. Did it start
Oh,
off?
yeah, actually. So this business is not, but my husband and I, David, so we met over 20 years ago, and our first conversation was about business and music. And so, yeah, it was like we talked about like our favorite bands and talked about, because at the time I was going to school for business. And so I was like, yeah, I want to own my own business one day. And and he was already interested in business. And my husband, he's a professional musician. And so he was already doing like professional music things. And so we, even though I had was working for other companies. So I actually, I'm not sure if I already said this, but I have over 25 years experience working in businesses, in business operations. And so and that's through working at different companies, different kinds of companies. And so back to, I was already working for a business and I really loved it. And so I was like, I'm going to go to school to learn business. And so that's what I was doing when I met David. And then I worked at a couple other companies. And while I was working at these companies, David and I were always working on some sort of project. And maybe it was like a music video shoot or photo shoot or some show. Promoting. And then we were like kind of built like this multimedia lifestyle type of brand. And we were doing a bunch of stuff with that while I was working for these other companies. And so I, one of the companies I worked for was like this tech company. And it was like ultimate like tech company experience, like really great company culture. And we were living in downtown LA, and I would be able to just walk to work, from the historic part of downtown LA to the financial district. It was like a 10-minute walk and great situation, working situation. But I would always be sitting there thinking, like, man, I wish I was working on some project with David, like, rather than sitting in this like really awesome office with the beautiful view of the mountains. I was a business intelligence analyst. Great job, but always, on my breaks, or I would walk home for lunch or after work working on something with David. That was like our dream, was to work together. So when that company closed down, I had people at my job were like, hey, Shauna, like I had like three job opportunities that I could have gone and interviewed for when this company closed down after 7 years working there. And David and I talked, and we're like, you know what? Let's just go all in on our business ideas and adventures. And we did. And at the time, that business didn't go as well as we hoped it would. And then when like we were kind of trying to figure out like, okay, what's our next move? I got a message in LinkedIn, actually, from one of my old coworkers at that tech company. And he was like, hey, my wife has this project. And it ended up being our first MTZ Solutions project that both of us were able to work on together. It was like a data gathering, data organization, spreadsheets type of project. And so that was our first project. And then I think within a few days of that, we found out we're expecting our first son. So s we still, my husband is still a professional musician. He was just actually, he was in a documentary, a music documentary. We went to a premiere like last week or the week before for some work he did on some of the music, and he was featured talking in it. So yeah, it's we're still doing music and business after 20 years, which is fun.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, I love that he got to do that. That's so cool. Our oldest is also a musician, so it's fun to hear that. He sings and plays the woodwinds. So
Wow.
We love music and supporting. It's
Yeah,
really cool
I've
to be
heard you
able.
speak about him, and I always love hearing, it's like my ears perk up when I hear you talk about that.
Yeah, what is your,
Thank
so
you.
does your husband sing? Does he play an instrument? What is he?
Yep,
Yeah.
he's a solo artist, so he's multi-instrumentalist, sing, does all that stuff.
That's so awesome. I love it. It's so cool. Okay, so we can go back to to the other part of business. I just love that part. I love because you light up so much when you talk about your story with your husband. I just love it. I think that's so neat. My husband and I love to work together, and he's slowly kind of integrating into my business with me, and I love it. It's so fun to enjoy working with your spouse, I think.
Yeah, I love seeing you guys too. I've noticed lately some videos of you guys popping up, and you guys go on and talk and hang out, and I love that because that's, what David and I like. We just love hanging out with each other and going on adventures, and just that's just what we do all the time. So I like to see other couples do that too.
That's awesome. Thank you. And isn't it? I love that you said a big part of what you do is getting, well, I'll translate it to what I heard because it's probably not exactly what you said, but essentially, you help businesses go from being like owner operator to owner. So they're not, the first time I heard that, I was like, oh, because you want to be a CEO, which is like the owner of your business and the brains behind it, but you don't always want to have to be operating everything. And I think it takes a minute to realize that when you own your own business, because you're a solopreneur for a long time and doing everything. And then as you start to step away from bits and pieces, like that's a big thing. It's scary and freeing all at the same time. So how do you help? Like, do you mostly work with small businesses? You work with large businesses? Yes.
So all of them,
Okay.
yeah, so it's like some people describe it as like operational independence. So it's like that business operations, it's operational support, operational reporting. It's like the back office type of stuff. And it's like I've worked with so many different businesses over the years. They all have an office. Like every business has an office, or even like what you're doing with, podcasting and the other great things that you're doing. There's like these tasks that are like administrative, and so those are kind of some of the things that we do, but we also help with project management, and there we have some software development things, and it's really grown in like all the different ways we support all these different businesses. So some of the we do have it started with, like in this example, our first project, our first MTZ project, it was a woman who had like, it was like a PR firm in Los Angeles, and she had a spreadsheet of data that needed to be more filled out. And so we went and gathered that information and organized it. So that was like an example of like a smaller type of project. But over the years, we've helped clients that have really, really big companies, like they're multi-million dollar companies. And so, and they have all these things that like really messy back end operation type of stuff. And they become bottlenecks, and then there's like all this data that could really help them run their company better and like service their clients better. And so we get in there and we get things organized and create reports and give them visibility. And create a lift on like these things that they were doing. Like maybe they were trying to organize the data themselves, or and we do that for them, and then they're able to focus on these higher level activities or go take a vacation. That's another example. Like another client, he's like, I just want to take a vacation. Like these companies are really successful, but the leaders are just so burned out, or they're almost about to burn out. So
That's
that answers
awesome.
your
It feels
question.
like you, yeah, it's fantastic. It feels like you give them their life back, is what it sounds like. I imagine you go into and just see things that they don't even know they don't know. Because a lot of the things you were talking about, I was like, oh yeah, that would probably be helpful in my business. I hadn't even thought about that. You know, getting a fresh set of eyes, I think sometimes when you're in it,
Oh yeah,
you're in
exactly.
it.
That
Yeah.
eyes. That's something that I say, yeah, with fresh pair of eyes, and it's like brain power and manpower, like extra hands. That's what creates that lift for them. Because they were just sometimes they're doing it alone, or they have a team that's maybe not running as efficient as they could. And so we come in and we see like, hey, okay, you have a system here, but if you change that up a little, it would like run way better, more efficient, optimized things. And sometimes we even become their team. Like I have, this team of over 20 people, and for some of our clients, we have small teams in their companies, like a cyber department. My husband David calls it, and we just work on stuff for them. We work with their teams. We figure out how to make things run more efficient, and then even train them. We create SOPs or like step-by-step guides that can then train someone else. So there's tons of things we do, like create a knowledge base, which is even like it's like a collection of step-by-step guides or SOPs with video tutorials, so that in case someone is has to leave, or like, yeah, if somebody leaves the company, it's not that much of a tragedy if everything they were doing is documented, and so then someone else can come in and say, oh, okay. Yeah, I see all the step by steps of what they did, that there's a video showing what they did, and usually they can just kind of step right in. It makes things run smoother, and
Good. That's awesome. So when, how did you discover that this was your superpower? Because
so it
it
was
sounds
just
like a superpower to me. Just so you know, all the things you're saying, just they sound like a superpower. So if you didn't know that before,
Thanks.
totally get your superpower.
So it's like a collection of things that, just things learned over the years. I was actually just talking about this with someone the other day. I was it's I'm naturally good at organizing, and I just always like even like I used to play business when I was a kid. Like I'm gonna turn this box upside down and pretend it's a desk and like hello, and just like I would just do that, or be at a store and like while I'm waiting for a parent who's looking at something in the aisle, I would, oh, this is out of place. I'm gonna organize this shelf. And then I remember at one point, so David and I, we lived in downtown LA and we had a loft. And so it's like this big space. And I organized that space really well. And I remember, and I just would really like enjoy doing that. And I remember one time I told him, you know what? because I've always like into like trying to figure out like what I'm great at, what do I want to do and stuff like that. So at one day I was like, you know what? My gift is organizing. And that was because of how well I organized our loft. And then I realized when I was a business intelligence analyst or business data analyst, I realized I love organizing data. And so I, create, get, gather all this data and put it into these reports and just make them really beautiful and simple, easy to understand. And I really enjoyed working on spreadsheets. And then at these companies that I worked with, I would also train people on how to do things. And or in our music projects, it was a lot of project management. Like my husband has a band, and so it's like, organizing people and, all events. And so all this experience that we had from prior, jobs or life experiences, we brought it to this business. So,
That's awesome. So I was going to ask you what your favorite part about it is, but it sounds like it's the organization piece. And it's cool that you bring it across everything. Like you said something that sounded really, really funny to me because I didn't even realize that this could be a thing, but you said, I love putting it all together in a spreadsheet and making it really beautiful. Like I never thought that a spreadsheet could be beautiful because to me, making it is like torture. Like going in there, it's so difficult for my brain to work that way. And I love that not only do you love to do it, but you love to make it beautiful. That makes a spreadsheet sound so amazing to me. And it's so cool.
And I like to make it beautiful and like easy to use, right? Like just like the user experience, because usually I'm making it for other people, and so I'm like really thoughtful, like, okay, we don't need all these extra thing, only like what we need, and make it easy for them to see exactly what they need and be able to find things. So
That's so neat. That is, yeah, the more I learn about what you do, the more exciting it is. So you have another company then about exiting, right? That's a separate company.
yeah, so it came from we have this business operations agency, and we so not only do we help our clients with getting their operations organized and optimized and everything, we also help them prepare for exiting. And so that was something that we noticed over the years, where we have our clients tend to be these really successful entrepreneurs that have multiple businesses. And we noticed that clients that don't even know each other, they started selling their companies, or their companies were getting acquired, and we helped them through those processes. Like we got their company so organized that they were able to sell them. And so just kind of, based on that, we started noticing a pattern on like what it is they do leading up to the sale. And then so that was something we noticed. And then a few months back, actually, when the very first time you and I met was in, I think it was July in Houston.
That
And
hasn't been a year. How is that possible?
yeah, it was like a business workshop. And we went there because we're wanting to expand our business. And that going having that experience, we learned like, oh, there's a few things we could do to expand our business, and one of them is come up with a framework. And so the framework that we came up with was geared towards preparing e-com businesses for exit. So exit prep for e-com businesses. And so some of our clients are in e-com. And so that just kind of made sense, you know, like it's like, oh, there's a advice about you know, finding a niche. And so that's kind of where we started to really drill down. And so yeah, we created a framework about organizing, documenting, and supporting people for their exit. And we ended up creating digital products and a micro offer funnel, so like a funnel page where they could purchase these digital products, and Facebook ads, and all these things very new to me, to us. And but we, you know, we learned how to do them, and we did them, we launched it. And so yeah, that's what Ultra Exit is where we have our digital products for our e-com exit prep.
That is so cool. So, how has that been? Like launching a whole, and that's literally not even a year ago, did you start all of that? So, how is all of that going?
Wow, it's yeah, it was a lot to put all that together, because like even creating digital products and like what are we gonna put in them? I mean, I have like some of them are like guide. There's a few of them because it's a micro offer funnel, so it's like it starts out with this lower tiered pricing product, and then it you go through the funnel and it gets higher and higher, the and the value of, so there's like a couple guides in there to help people get themselves prepared if they want to do it themselves. And I even did like a course, so it's like you can, I'm talking through this course on, you know, the different steps and stages and things like that. And yeah, there's a lot involved, a lot of new skills, and but it's been fun. Because I do, even though it's like things, you know, can be challenging, I enjoy, you know, challenges. I mean, even being on this right now is a challenge. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm still learning how to talk about what we do. All these years, I've been focused on just helping my clients, and that's actually where I feel more comfortable, is just working with the clients and, hey, what do you need? And but to expand, I have to start learning how to talk about what we do. And so yeah, it's been exciting. And what's great is we've actually got some sales, and we had at least one of the client, or one of the customers that bought our products, he bought a few of them, and he was an e-commerce business, and we ended up getting on a strategy call with him and created a proposal for him. And this was just last week. And so yeah, he replied, and he was like, okay, great, I'll get back to you about this proposal. And yeah, and it was like, whoa, it worked. Like, we an e-com business owner saw my ad, my Facebook ad, purchased a few of the products. We ended up getting on a call with him, and he has an e-com business, and he's looking to get organized and exit within a few years. And so we sent him a proposal about how we could help him, and he could work with us. So it's really neat to see that that happened. And other people have bought our products already too. And so
That's so cool. Good for you. Congratulations. I remember when you got up on the stage and you were like, I've never even got up on a stage before. And you were like, but I'm doing it. Like, you have grown so much in just the short time that I've known you. And what's cool is hearing you talk about, I feel very much the same way with what I do. Like, I'm so confident, you know, just show up and I will work my magic. But talking about, why is talking about it so hard? It is. It's hard to explain. Like, my husband can explain to everybody what I do so well. I start talking about it. He's like, no, that's not even right. I'm like, okay, could you just do it? Could somebody else just talk about it for me? So I feel your pain on that for sure. It's funny how that happens, but that's so cool that you're doing it. I love
Thanks.
it for you.
Yeah, and you actually something that's we started doing is my husband and I do our calls together. We've started doing strategy calls with new clients, and we do them together, and it's great because he is more naturally gifted at like talking about things, and I'm like show up, and then where I hear like, oh yeah, my knowledge of organizing and business operations and everything, like I can just start talking about it. Once he kind of warms up the conversation, so that's been something that's been working out for us lately.
That's cool. I have maybe a weird question. Are you finding, because I know you're doing a lot of new things, a lot of you're building new skills, you're getting new clients. Are you finding that you're able to have more free time for you? Like, are you getting stuck in the operations part of it, or are you able to find that freedom?
So lately, building all these new things, I have been working a lot more than I was, because I had the business to a point where, so the first couple of years, David and I, we were working together on projects, and actually, as our little one started coming, he was able to work on some of the projects. And I was able to focus on them, our little ones, our children. And then when we started getting these really huge projects, it was more than both of us could handle. So we started adding people to our team. That was back in 2016. And then so it got to a point where our team was handling all the client delivery, taking care of all the work for our clients. And so I was able to focus on just hanging out with my kids, and my favorite thing to do is just hang out with my family. And so when we were like, you know what, we got to start thinking about expanding, that's when I had to get back in the mix and start work back working on projects. And it takes, time away from hanging out with the kids as much as I want. And however, because we're a remote company, I can take a break and go walk, outside my office and give my kids a hug, or, do a quick little, funny joke, or, whatever. And, yeah, it really, yeah, it's been a challenge to have to work more lately, but it is a temporary thing because it's building, but once it's built, then, I can do something else.
Yeah, I love that you said that. I especially love that you said temporary, because I think also what you're saying is that you have a goal and you see what it is, and you realize that in order to hit that goal, there are some things you have to do. It reminded me of two things I've heard. One is don't give up what you want most for what you want now. And what you want most is to grow this business so that you can have more time with your family. And then the other thing is, it's the easy hard rule. If it's easy now, it's going to be hard later. If it's hard now, it might be easy later. So yeah, and so you're saying, yeah, it's going to be difficult now, and it's something I have to deal with now, but I'm preparing for my future and this goal that I want to have. So I think it's beautiful. I hear that so loud and clear. And often people aren't willing to put in that work, are they, Shauna? They start and then it's hard, and it's like, oh, I want to give up. It's too hard. But that's where we grow. That's where we figure things out. That's where our business gets bigger, and it's awesome. So I love your example. I think it's fantastic.
Thanks. And I think that's even like where your show Stronger Than You Think. Like, that's why I love that name, that you chose because you really are. Like, there's like times where, like, oh, like I didn't think I could do any of these things, but I just do it. I just push myself to do it. And, here we are. And, yeah, it's just like pushing past that, like, oh, like it's too much, or it's going to be too hard. And yeah, it is hard, but you can get it done. So.
I love that you brought that in. It's funny. I was having so much fun talking to you. I totally forgot we're doing a podcast interview, which is kind of hilarious. But yeah, you are stronger than you think. And I love that name too, because I talk to clients all the time who are doing these things, and they're telling me, they're frustrated or overwhelmed or depressed or all these things they're going through. And yet at the same time, they tell me these incredible things they're doing. Like, for example, you getting up on the stage, and when you were done, I think it was your husband who said, "She has never done anything like that." And we were all just blown away, because the person who got up and spoke, and working from home, family opening up crinkly things. I don't know if you can hear it, but I can hear it a lot. So, okay, good. Microphone's doing its job. But just how impressed we were, and often I think it's easy to not give the part of ourself credit that is doing the hard thing. We think about the confident part of ourselves that's doing it, instead of the really, really scared part of ourself that did it anyways. And it's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, getting on stage, like that's one of those. So for me, I was always, even like, I remember being a teenager and be like, I want to do some, I just want to be behind the scenes. Like, I want to be a behind the scenes person on, actually, I was like, I want to be behind the scenes in like entertainment, or but behind the scenes, and so like with David, we had like these multimedia type of projects, and I was like behind the scenes doing things, loving that. And in the business, I'm working at businesses. I'm behind the scenes. I'm back office doing great. And when it came time to expand our business, I had to come out from behind the scenes, or that's what some people teach. So that's what I did. And I mean, it's like really crazy that I, compared to like, 'cause I was like extremely shy before, like, and I still am, but I just do it anyways. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing it anyways, because if you hadn't done it anyways, you and I would have never met. So I am grateful that we know each other, and not only once, but we've hung out a couple of times and experienced massive transformation and growth from being super uncomfortable. So
Yeah.
I'm grateful to know you in all of
Yeah, same
that. It's
here.
awesome.
Thank you.
I do have one more question for you. Well, I have two. But the first one is for, and I don't know if this is an answer that's across the board that you can even give. So I'm going to ask it, and you can tell me, Sarah, that's a terrible question, and I can't answer it. That's fine too. Is there one piece of advice or tip, or hey, business owner who needs to get organized, start here, this thing or this action, or or do they just need to reach out to you? Like, what is one thing, that maybe one piece of hope you could give them in being organized? Like, do you see a general piece of knowledge that's really helpful, I guess, for most of the businesses and people you help?
Well, it kind of it depends on what like what are they going through, and where are they in their business. But so ultimately, I help clients get organized, delegate better, document their processes, and then prepare for what's next, whether that's growth, rest, selling. And I think Something that I tell clients or potential clients, like when we're on a strategy call, is, hey, like start thinking about like what tasks you really don't like doing, and think about how someone else could probably do that for you. And so, but you know, it just requires you taking a few minutes, a few extra minutes, and documenting that. Create a step-by-step guide. And even if that's too hard, just record yourself doing the task. Like even
Oh.
yeah, like in talking through it out loud. Like, hey, like maybe it's like booking a flight for yourself. It's just a random idea. Like, so I'm going on to, you know, like narrating what you're doing and maybe like recording your screen. And then that's something that someone can create a guide, step-by-step guide for you, even if that's too much to do. And then they can do it just the way that you like it done, right? Because I think that's a thing, like people, oh, I want to do it myself, you know,
Yeah.
like because they want to do
Because,
it the way I like to do it.
yeah.
They can do it just the way you like to do it if you tell them. So.
That's really brilliant. I had never even thought of that. You can record yourself doing the thing. It's funny. I've thought about showing you this a handful of times, so I'm just gonna do it. I'm not gonna You're gonna laugh at me. I'm sure you will. Maybe you won't. You're pretty nice. You might not. This is how I keep track of my business. I write it down. I'm
Nice,
so,
good. It
but
leaves
that's it. Like I
on
have like a
your
notebook.
head.
My husband's like, put it in a spreadsheet. And I'm like, but a spreadsheet's too hard for me. So I write it down. But I love that you said to record it, record your screen, how you do it. My husband loves to make processes simpler. And for me, that feels like change and it feels complicated. So maybe I record what I do and then he can record what he does and then we can look at them together. And that might be good. But that I think that is just absolutely brilliant because we often, at least I, as an entrepreneur, as a solopreneur, I don't want to give away the task. I totally do, but I know how I do it and I know it's been working, so it's scary to give it away. So that's
Yeah.
such fantastic advice.
Well, I think it's great that you're actually writing things down and not just keeping it in your head. I mean, because that's like, oh, you can just take a picture with your phone and share that with an assistant or whoever, and they can, you know, type that and put it in a spreadsheet. Like, and maybe it's a Google spreadsheet. It's a shared document that you can look in, both look at it at the same time. I mean, there's, yeah, all these like things that you could do. So that's great, Sarah, that you're getting it
Well,
out of your head, because that's a big challenge, is that it's just in the head.
thank you. I thought you were going to tell me I was being a moron. So thank you. That was so much nice. I mean, you're nice. I know that you're not going to be mean like that, but it's really cool because like for my podcasts, when I'm uploading them, I do all these different things and it has been overwhelming in my mind to explain what I do. But now you saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can throw a screen record up there and just start recording what I'm doing. And then I don't have to figure it out. Oh my gosh, Shauna, that has been just gold for
Anything that's
me.
like a repeatable, that has like a thing that you do like more than a couple times that you don't
Yeah.
want to do, that you hate doing, you can delegate that to somebody, and it's just, you know, it's just telling them those same steps that you do every time, you know.
Which, you know, and I've heard that. I've heard that so many times, and I can't. This is going to sound probably very silly, but I could never figure it out. I couldn't figure out what does that mean? It's repeatable. Well, I don't know. I just do it, is what I kept saying. But how you described it, record your screen so that you can see what it is you're doing. Because when I get in flow or just start going, I know what to do. But when I try to explain it to somebody and start saying, well, I do this, and then it, then I get confused. But if I'm just doing it and recording it, seriously,
Yeah.
like I think you have just given me
Well,
such gold.
what's cool is if you do that, and then whoever you're talking with, they might know a like more efficient way, or as you're talking about it with somebody, you'd be like, you know what? I don't know why I'm doing it. You know, if I did it, you start seeing like
Yeah.
more efficient ways. to do things too once you start talking about it with someone else. So that's something
Absolutely.
we do is like, we help actually, all right, let's get on a call and let's document these things. We help, our clients with that. And they're like, hey, if it's helpful, you could use this other tool, or you could, bypass that step and do this instead. And so save time.
That's incredible. It's funny. A lot of these things are like principles that I know and I use in other areas, but for
Right.
whatever reason, sometimes it's difficult. Recently, so one of the things I told my kids, like when we lived in New York, and I have six kids, and so at one point there were 10 of us. My husband's parents were living with us. There were 10 of us living in a house, and I would tell my kids, I can clean the house myself. I can. I am capable of it. But 8 hours later, I'm not probably going to be a very happy mama. So, if all six of you plus me work together, that's 7 hours. Granted, kid work and mom work is different. However, 7 hours is what I would spend doing the whole thing so we could each work an hour and have fun together. And so that was how I started it. Now I've started like reminding myself I know those things so I can put it into my business. And then even more recently, I realized I was giving away tasks, like I'll just say cleaning the house again as an example, that I thought were easy. I was giving those tasks to people. And I started realizing my kids didn't think the same thing was easy that I thought. And I thought that's so weird because I would tell my son, hey, why don't you vacuum? Because I loved vacuuming. And I thought I will give him the thing I love and I think is easy. And he's like, Mom, I don't want to vacuum. Can I do the dishes? And I didn't want to do the dishes. So I thought, well, you don't have to do that. That's too hard. And so I started just making a list of the things that needed to happen so that they could choose the thing that they liked. And I was fascinated to see who chose what. And we really all chose different things. And so I think that it's that way with business too. And I think that that's what you help people do is realize, oh, this is the thing I like.
Yeah.
That's what I'm good at. Let's get people doing the stuff you don't like because they like to do it. And that
Yeah.
makes everything work so much better.
Yeah, exactly. That's yeah, you figure out a way to like work exponentially by like delegating these different tasks and then like finding out, who likes to do, what who and it's good because they'll be better at it. Right. They like it. And that's like what we do with our team too. We, brought people on our team to handle all this stuff, so we could get more things done. And then we start identifying, like we talk to our team, like, hey, do you like this project or that task? And are you good at that? And if not, okay, let's switch you over here, because that's another thing that's really important to us is like, our, having our team, feeling good about what they're doing and working together and working with our clients. And that's like a whole other piece to what we do. So
Which makes everybody happy, I think.
exactly.
Okay, so as we're wrapping up, because it's already been almost an hour, I don't know how. That was so fast. It was so fun. Thank you again for getting up so early over on the West Coast to chat with me. This has just been so amazing. If you could share one takeaway or thing you've learned or something you're so happy about because you acted on something and you're able to look back now and be like, wow, that was so much stronger than I thought I was. And because I was brave then, I have this or I've been able to do this thing now.
Well, yeah, so there, I guess it was, there was this one point in the business where so when we initially brought a team on, it was because we had this giant project where we ended up, it was like a data crunching type of project that a client needed. We ended up bringing on 17 contractors, data analysts to like crunch all this data. And that was lasted a few months. And then it was done. And so we didn't need, any, we kept a couple on just to, we're like, hey, we like this, like delegating stuff to other people. And then that client actually came back to us later on that we had delivered that like really large project for. And he was like, hey, you want to manage this department in my company. And we're like, oh yeah, this sounds like a great opportunity. Let's do it. And yeah, and it ended up being like really difficult and like a difficult type of situation. And I was actually expecting our second child, my daughter, and I was like, you know what? I don't even want to do this. Like, and I even told the client, I was like, you know what? I don't want to do this. Like, and he's like, oh, okay, well, maybe we can like have like a 3 month phase out. And I was like, okay. And my husband, he was like, let's just delegate this department stuff to a team. And I was like, I don't know. And so, that's what we did. We just like, how to put in temporary, like hard work, long extra hours temporarily. And I was able to train a team to take on this department work. And, that was like back in 2017. And to this day, we're still this department for this company. And I have like a team of 12 people just for that client that's working on that. And so that's something that, I'm glad, like, even though it was seemed super hard and I didn't want to do it, and like just kind of like put the work in, went through that temporary hard phase. And yeah, I mean, within a few months, I was able to just, focus on my little newborn daughter and, hanging out with them. And so.
That's awesome. And you were open to that suggestion, which is really, really cool. It can be really difficult, can't it? Nice job. That's awesome. Well, Shauna, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and talking about business stuff. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they reach out if they're like, "Oh my gosh, my business needs to be organized. I need Shauna." Or I want to get ready to leave my company. I want to
Yeah.
exit. Really awesome. How do they get a hold of you?
So you can find me on LinkedIn, Shauna Lee Martinez. Also my websites, I have ultraexit.com. That's where you can find my exit prep digital resources. And then we also have our business operations, that type of support is MTZ Solutions with a Z at the end, MTZ Solutions.com.
Nice. Okay. Awesome. Maybe I'll grab that stuff from you too and figure out the whole show notes thing and get those in there so I can link it up. But that's awesome. Thank you so much for coming today and for sharing your story and for even bringing it back around to stronger than you think. Usually that's my job and I was having too much fun to remember. So thank you for doing that and for spending this time with me. It's been awesome. And thank you all to the
Thank
listeners and the watchers and everybody who's been here. And remember, we're walking with you, and you're stronger than you think. So, have a really good day. We'll see ya.